November 2015 Coordinating Committee Report. In Academic Council and the Academic Planning Council, several initiatives are worth comment. UC is working on developing an international activities policy this academic year. The policy will broadly include educational, experiential, research, and joint initiatives involving collaborators or activities outside the U.S. The policy will provide guidance regarding the level of review and approval needed for various types of activities related to student involvement, risk of the setting, and security of intellectual property, as well as other possible criteria. The effort results from a concern that UC has had a fairly laissez-faire approach to forming international programs, and UCOP sign-off has been viewed as a routine outcome. UCOP and the regents reviewed some of the programs, finding that some may produce risk to members of the campus community and risk to UC intellectual property. A task force has been formed to draft a policy, which will then receive multi-campus and Senate review. Next item. The UC Retirement Plan Task Force is working with the goal of having a new plan in place July 2016. This new tier would apply to new hires with a goal of ensuring sustainability. The goals of the task force may have also been extended to cost savings. A higher UC employee versus UC contribution ratio is being considered, as well as a reduced salary cap. Pension would be based on a lower salary ceiling. Another option is to reduce support for employees and have a higher level of support for faculty. The Senate opposes this change. Many universities feature retirement plans that provide less support than UC. However, since most of these, like UC's, are based on a percent of salary, and since salary compensation for UC competitors is higher than the University of California's, the retirement benefit in dollars may be comparable to UC's current plan. The system-wide Senate is actively engaged in this planning. The Academic Planning Council is also interested in self-supporting programs in terms of faculty burden and whether these activities compete with more core academic activities that relate to the core curriculum. Issues concerning the legislature's interest in expanding undergraduate enrollment with limited financial support continues to be discussed, with UOCP destined to make a decision on this by the end of the year. Each campus has proposed growth over the 8-year planning period outside of the targets the legislature requested. For UCSF, the proposed growth includes at least 615 students, including at least 145 graduate students, at least 60 professional students, and at least 410 residents and house staff. It is possible that the postdocs would also be included in the 410. The sexual harassment episode at UC Berkeley has prompted UCOP to initiate a task force to review current policies that relate to faculty conduct. This will be led by UC Senate Chair Dan Hare. UC does have excellent policies in this regard, so the task force may make recommendations to increase awareness of existing policies across the campuses. We submitted suggestions for faculty representatives for 5 UCSF building planning committees, including representatives of bench, non-bench researchers, educators, and clinicians. We are now waiting to see if those representatives are appointed to the committees. We have heard concerns from faculty based at Laurel Heights about the design of space at Mission Bay they may be relocated to. Hopefully, having active faculty representation on these committees will result in more functional space and better communications about the trade-offs involved with space options. Our question of the month generated 34 responses in October, which appear to have emanated from a wide variety of faculty in terms of seniority and focus on their UCSF work. A great deal of interest in mentoring was expressed, including perceptions that mentoring is broadly available to early career faculty. Some gaps and needs are mentioned, and some of these indicate that existing resources are not uniformly recognized. We can discuss these and how we might address some of the Chancellor's fund towards these goals at our meeting this coming week. Thank you.